a draft. I declare the meeting open at 3:05. I'd like to make a disclaimer here today that the special council meeting will be audio recorded, and that if you are asking a public question or making a statement or deputation to the meeting, this will be audio recorded, with the exception of any confidential items and periods of adjournment as determined by the presiding member. Members of the public and elected members, that you are reminded that no other visual or audio recording of this meeting by any other means is allowed. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the Shire recording and subsequently publishing their voice on the Shire's website. The official record of the meeting will be written minutes kept in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995 and any relevant regulations. I have had a request from Councillor Wes Asprey today to attend the meeting by electronic means as per the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, Regulation 14.2A.3. Councillor Asprey has advised that he is in a private room and that he has suitable equipment for the meeting, and also has disclosed the address from which he has declared under Regulation 14C.5 to be in a secure room with no one present. That in respect, so my recommendation is that in respect to Councillor Wes Asprey participating in the meeting by electronic means, as per Regulation 14.2A.3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, approve the attendance of Councillor Wes Asprey via electronic means at the disclosed address presented to the presiding member from a secure room and with suitable equipment. I'd like a mover and a seconder, please. Moved by Councillor Cork and seconded by Councillor Allen. Are there any objections? There are none, so motion is carried 5-0. So Councillor Wes Asprey joined the meeting at 3:08 via electronic means. Welcome, Councillor Asprey. Moving on to dot point two, attendance as listed here with present councillors Jay Russell, F. Fran Allen, Lindsay Cork, John Mearns, Peter Thompson, Councillor Wes Asprey joined by electronic means, Councillor Ty Miller is an apology. Employees present: Kelly Bartley, Chief Executive Officer; Erica Clement, Deputy Chief Executive Officer. Dot point three, public question time. No public present, so it's nil. Dot point four, apologies and leave of absence. There are no further apologies. Previously approved leave of absence is nil. Request for leave of absence is nil. Dot point five, petitions, memorials and deputations, they are nil. Dot point six, declarations of councillors and officers' interest. Are there any declarations of councillors and officers' interest today? No, there are nil. Dot point seven, confirmation of minutes of previous council meetings. There are nil. Status report is nil. Versions of notice has been given, notice of which notice have been given is nil. Receipt of minutes or reports and consideration of recommendations is nil. President's report is nil. Report by the Chief Executive Officer is nil. Notice of motions for the following meeting is nil. Item 14, reports and information. In accordance with Section 5.232A and C of the Local Government Act 1995, the CEO has recommended this item be considered behind closed doors as the subject matter relates to a matter affecting an employee or employees. With that, the officer recommendation is that council go behind closed doors to consider confidential item 14.1, appointment of Chief Executive Officer, in accordance with Section 5.232A and C of the Local Government Act 1995. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Fran Allen has moved and Councillor Lindsay Cook has seconded. Do we have any objections? No. Motion is carried. Item 12. To do that, reopen the meeting from behind closed doors at 3:16. Item 15, is there any other further business? Nil. With no further business, I close the meeting at 3:16 p.m.